like I say, I've been a fan all my life, and atmosphere was almost, you didn't have to worry about it, because the 70s and the 80s, in many ways, were like electric times for watching football. They had the downsides, of course, but supporting the team, most teams had great atmosphere, most clubs. For a mass of factors, it's just got worse over the years. And I sat there one night, we played Newcastle in a rearranged game, and they had umpteen injuries and were struggling in the league. We were top of the league, and we won a scrappy game 1-0, in a game that was watched in almost total silence. And I just sat there. I was a West lower season ticket holder then, and I thought to myself, this just can't go on. This is terrible. It got worse because people were stuck in the same seats. There were no impetus, no initiatives from anybody. And it was just almost boring, because the games were pretty dull sometimes under the Jose Mourinho era. And I just thought something needed to be done. So I thought, instead of just talking about it, let's do something.
And what successes have you had so far? How did you take it forward after?
I think we need to be clear on what our objectives were. And the objectives were to improve awareness of the atmosphere problem and actually create some improvements. So what I did was got in touch with all the main supporters groups and found a common voice and started to liaise with the club. Found out who the right people were to speak to, and we eventually got season ticket holders back in the Shed Upper, which are something like 2,000 now. Not all with the same goal, but many of them wanting to just get behind the side. Three clear objectives were to get behind the side, be with like-minded people, and the third one was just to have fun, restore the fun to football.
Do you think it's been successful so far?
Yes, I do, because of those clear objectives. If you expand it out, there's only a limited amount of things you can do, but on those three objectives, yes.